broadcasting live from the Georgia Technology Summit 2024 at the Signia Hotel in Atlanta. This is Business Radio X. And now, here's your host.
And we are broadcasting live from the Georgia Technology Summit 2024. We are so excited to have another vendor here. This is Sam Reagan from CoreSight. And what's really cool about your company is that what we're talking about a lot of times is an actual product that people can touch or purchase exactly to be able to use on their home computers. But you've got something kind of a different concept here that I'm kind of curious about. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so CoreSight is a data center company. We have two data centers here in Atlanta. We're in 11 markets around the country, and we have 28 data centers total. So what we sell really is a very simple product. It's space and power for business customers to put their IT equipment, servers, storage, that kind of stuff, in a data center that allows them to have access to carriers, cloud infrastructure that, you know, they can then build their data center products within our data centers.
Right. So it's, you, like you were saying, you're selling real estate, which is an interesting concept when we're talking about technology.
Yeah. So we're a real estate investment trust. And really, we do sell real estate. We sell, you know, for real estate investment trust, the important thing is to deploy capital. So they raise capital, they deploy that capital, and they charge rent. So, you know, instead of doing a big mall or rental property, we do data centers.
Does it just grow exponentially year after year?
Basically, the if you think about it, the metric that everyone talks about is the amount of data in the world doubles every year.
Holy cow.
So it doubles every year. So if you think about just yourself, how much more pictures do you take? How much more storage do you need on your iPhone every time you upgrade it? Data doubles every year.
So here you are at the Technology Summit. How long have you been associated with the Technology Association of Georgia?
I've been through a couple of different companies for over the last 10 years.
Wow, that's a long time. You must have seen a lot of changes over the years, haven't
you? Yes, I have. It's a great organization. It's a really good way from a salesperson perspective, which is what I am, to meet new people and meet prospects and to network.
So how long have you been in the industry then? It's been over 10 years.
Yeah, so I've been in the industry for 30 years plus.
Wow.
You know, started mostly in telecom and worked my way into data centers.
So here you are at the summit. You're meeting a whole bunch of other people that are obviously in the same industry as you. Has anything surprised you as you've been here this year?
You know, I've been able to meet with two prospects that I've been trying to get in touch with over the last, you know, 2 months. Both of them just showed up at the booth and said hello. So
what are the
chances? That was awesome.
That's what's the benefit of having this organization and and being part of the summit. So tell me about American Tower.
So American Tower is our parent company. They're the largest real estate, one of the largest real estate investment trusts in the world. They own cell phone towers. We own about 50,000 cell phone towers in the United States. We own 180,000 towers globally. So it's a company you've never heard of before, but it's a $100 billion market cap company.
What do you think people don't know about your industry?
You know, I think most people don't know where their data is stored. So that, you know, if they're a customer of AWS or Google or, you know, Azure, Microsoft Azure, they don't really know where their data is stored. If so, what I always tell people is, you know, the cloud lives in our data centers. So in most cases, that's not exactly true. Google, Microsoft, and Amazon have their own data centers, but it's the same concept.
So how do you feel that artificial intelligence is affecting your industry?
Artificial intelligence for the data center industry is great, mainly because if you think about the standard we have today for equipment that people put in these racks that we sell, that we, you know, lease to them, it's usually 5 to 10 kilowatts per rack. But the AI racks are 20 to 40 kilowatts. So for us, it's really just we can pack more equipment into the data centers that we have as long as we can get the power.
So you were talking about native on-ramps. What is a native on-ramp?
So one of the things that makes CoreSight unique is that we have gone through the process to have these cloud companies, Google, Microsoft, AWS, Alibaba, Oracle, IBM, they build what's called a cloud on-ramp within our data center. And that's really a direct connection from our customers in that data center directly into the cloud. So it's just like, instead of having to go to the public internet to get to your AWS instance. You can get your AWS instance directly from our data center into the cloud. We also have built a private software-defined network that connects all of our data centers together and also connects. So you can buy in Atlanta, we don't have a direct connect yet for AWS, but you can direct connect in Virginia or in Chicago or in Los Angeles. So it allows customers to have a lot of times if they're a big AWS user, they want an east presence and a central and a west or east and west. We can offer them that on this private network.
Do you, how do you navigate security in this technology?
So for us, we are very big on compliance. So there's a industry standard called SOC 2 Type 2. We're a SOC 2 Type 2 data center. Really for us, it's more physical security because we don't actually touch customers' data. They bring their own servers and storage and stuff and put it into our racks, but we don't touch any of that stuff.
That's so interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. So what we do is provide security as far as perimeter security, so fences around our data centers, then actual security people in each data center, and then, you know, things like what used to be called a man trap, now it's a security vestibule where you go into one door, that other door has to stop, and you have to use your badge. So we use badge and bio. So
it's like in the movies, right?
Yep. It's like a badge.
Like scanning retina.
Some data centers do use retina scan. We use fingerprints.
Oh, wow. So that's amazing, actually. Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that because, of course, it's conceptual. Like, oh, my pictures are in the cloud. But if something actually happens to that cloud, so to speak, then my pictures are technically gone.
They are. Or you might not have access to them for a couple of days until they, you know, restore
the data.
Are
there backups to the backups to the backups?
And yep. That's all to our customers do that, though. We only provide, like I said, so a very simple business model, just space and power and interconnect.
What are you hoping to accomplish here at the summit?
For me, it's, I'm in sales. So for me, it's really just, you know, having good conversations with either people at, you know, prospects or, you know, just anybody, right? Just tell the story. Make sure they know we're here. Make sure they know about us as a company.
Where would you like to see yourself in 5 years, 10 years? What would you like to see your company grow to do?
So our company is continuing to grow, right? We're in a very big growth mode. So we're looking at this, what we're calling in the next 5 years, a double-double. We're going to double the size of the company and then double it again in the next 5 years. So that's what we're looking for.
Oh my goodness. Sounds like you're in the right place, right time. Right people around you?
Yep. It's a really fun job.
Here in Atlanta? You're here in Atlanta?
Here in Atlanta. So, I'm here in Atlanta, and I am the salesperson for the two data centers that we have here.
Wow. Well, I mean, I feel like I kind of know a little bit more than I did 5 minutes ago.
Well,
thank you. I feel a little smarter. Dad, listen, I appreciate that because you're right. I actually never really thought about the physical location because everything is so conceptual with a cloud.
Right.
It's in the cloud or it's out there in the universe somewhere.
That's right.
But you actually have a physical location that you protect.
Exactly. So clouds live in data centers.
Who's your ideal customer then?
Our ideal customer, we sell to all sizes of customers. So everything from a startup company that only has one rack of equipment up to customers that buy megawatts. So for us, it's really just technology-focused customers that need to have space and power.
Well, maybe next year when you come in, your company is doubled in size. What? No, next year? 5 years?
5 years.
Doubled in size. You'll have your own little wing.
There you go.
Welcome by. Well, I can't thank you enough for sitting down with us and giving us kind of a glimpse into what it's like to be you and your business.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. And we'll be back shortly with more interviews at the Georgia Technology Summit 2024.